From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Four American soldiers were killed in two separate incidents in Iraq today. It's been one of the worst days of violence in more than a month. In Baghdad, a roadside bomb killed a U.S. military policeman and wounded two other Americans. 50 miles south of the capital, three Americans and two Iraqi policemen died in a clash with gunmen outside a mosque in the city of Kerbala. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
The gunfire continued through this morning in Kerbala, a holy city for Shia Muslims. An American armored personnel carrier fired on armed men in a city renowned for its gold-domed mosques and religious pilgrims. In the last week, Kerbala has been the focus of a violent power struggle between Shia Muslim factions. The city was calm on Thursday as taxi drivers called out destinations for the pilgrims in the city, but a joint American-Iraqi police patrol came under heavy fire last night when they tried to enforce a curfew on armed men outside a cleric's office. Lieutenant Colonel George Crivo is the spokesman for the coalition forces in Iraq.
Last night at approximately 11:30 p.m., there was an attack on Iraqi authorities and coalition forces as they were investigating reports of armed men congregating on a road near the Al-Abbas Mosque in Karbala after curfew.
The deadly clash may be the result of a more aggressive policy toward unauthorized armed militias, as American military policemen joined Iraqi police for the first time in Kerbala. There was a heavy price, three American and two Iraqi policemen dead. The shootout took place near the offices of a religious leader who was allied with a radical young cleric, challenging the American-led coalition and established Shia Muslim leaders. Muqtada Sadr often proclaims his opposition to the U.S. occupation of Iraq. Sadr is seen as a growing threat by the American military here. In Baghdad today, thousands of his supporters turned out for Friday prayers in the Shia Muslim neighborhood known as Sadr City. Yes to Muqtada Sadr and no to the American occupation, they chanted. The prayer leader called on them to support Muqtada Sadr's alternative authority. They roared their approval. Sadr and his supporters have presented the American-led coalition with a challenge. How do they deal with an anti-American cleric, especially one who's also recruiting armed militias? Some of the answers have come in the last 24 hours. Last night, American soldiers arrested more than a dozen supporters of Muqtada Sadr, who had occupied the town hall in Sadr City for more than a week. When the Iraqi police could not evict them, American soldiers stepped in. Captain Chris Stanbeck.
There were some squatters and whatnot. We're trying to make sure we keep the building available for use by the council.
In Kerbala, Muqtada Sadr's challenge to the Shia religious establishment has cost him local support. At the Imam Abbas Mosque in Kerbala, Shia Muslims gathered in the courtyard for prayer. This historic mosque was the scene of a heavy gun battle a few days earlier, as Sadr supporters traded fire with armed men loyal to more senior clerics. Local Iraqi police and religious leaders eventually defused the conflict, but Sergeant Mohammed Hassan, an Iraqi policeman at the mosque, sees Muqtada Sadr as a man who wants to grab power.
Oh yeah, absolutely right. It is a show of power. He has decided to create his own governing council.
Is that a good idea?
No, I don't like that.
Many other Shia Muslims in Kerbala agree, but the factional fight earlier this week raised questions about the authority of the American-led coalition. How do we project authority in Kerbala, asked one coalition official. Something had to be done. But it is still not fully clear how the occupation authorities will handle the threats from Muqtada Sadr. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.